Moishne emes, v'soirosoi emes, v'hein badan. Rabbi Bar Bachana, in his travels in the Midbar, he gets to not see, but hear the voices of the Beluyei Korach. If you look at the Rashbam, Dibra Maschul Shamis de Ka'amri, the Rashbam says one very short line, Sharei Yardu Chayim Sha'il, that being that the Beluyei Korach, they went into the ground alive, that's why this story was made possible. Meaning, this story couldn't have happened were that not the case. But because they went into the ground alive, Samemela, this story that the Gemara just told, was Shayach. What's bothering the Rashbam? The Rashbam is bothered that if the Beluyei Korach died, so why are they talking? And how are they able to say, Moshe Emes V'Sayrasa Emes V'Heim Badan? The Teretz says they didn't die. Because really they entered the ground alive, and being that they entered the ground alive, they're still alive. And if they're still alive, so again, that's how this is Shaykh. Now, the Pasuk that the Rashbam is referring to is in Parshas Korach. The Pasuk says, V'Yikeh Chaloyse L'dabres Kol Advor Me'il, V'Tiboko Adom Asher Tachtem, V'Tiftach Ha'oretz Espiyotum. Ground opened up its mouth, Vativla Oisam the Espotem. It swallowed up them, that Das Korach, and their houses. That's Kol Ha'odam Ashal Korach, and all the people that were associated with Korach, that's Kol Haruchosh, and all of the Farmegan. Vayerduhem, V'chol Ashalohem, Chayim Sha'ol, and they, and everything that belonged to them, went into the Sha'ol, went to the pit alive, Vatechas Aleim Ha'oretz, Vayovdu Mitoich Hakohol. So, they all went down into the pit, and had they gone to the pit alive? Now, Pasha, you learn, they went alive, but then they died, right? I think that's for sure the way you would understand the Kipshutai. But the Rashbam is saying that from this Gemara, it's Mavur, that that's not what happened. But rather, what happened is that they went down alive, and they remained alive. The truth is, it's a Mefurish and Medrash. The Medrash says, Chayim Sha'oilo, it's in Parashas Korach, Yesh Oimrim, Chayim V'Kayonim, Ad Achshav. That they didn't just go Chayim, but they're Chay V'Kayim, Ad Achshav. Literally, until today, the Bnei Korach are still alive. And every Rosh Chodesh, by the way, the once every 30 days, Rashbam says it's Rosh Chodesh, they come to this place and they say, Moshe Emes V'Sayrasi Emes V'Heim Badon. But the bottom line is the Rashbam says that it's because of this Metzias that they went alive and they didn't just go alive, they remained alive. They're Chayim V'Kayomim Ad Achshav, that this Maisa was possible. Now, just kedai to mention that there's another Pasuk in the Torah, this Pasuk is in Parshas Pinchas, that says, Ubenei Koirach Loi Meso. That's a Mefurash Pasuk. It says, Ubenei Koirach Loi Meso. Now, Rashi Chumash says, what does it mean, Ubnei Korach Loi Mesu? Heim hoyu be'itza tchiva. Really, they were the initial instigators. Ubeshasa machloikis, hiru tshuva belibam, lefichach nesbatze lehem mokim gavoye begehenim, v'yosh v'sham, and it's based on the Gemara and Chelek, Sanhedrin daf kuf yudam adal. But the Rashbam doesn't quote that pasuk, because that's talking specifically about the Bnei Korach, who seem to be in a very unique place in Gehenim. This is talking about the Beluyei Korach. L'cher, it's not the Bnei Korach. And that's why the Rashbam didn't just say, what do you mean? If the Rashbam's bothered, how are they alive? It's a pasuk in the Torah, Bnei Korach Le'mesu. You have to come out to a pasuk that says they went Chayim Sha'olo, which is a Yesh Shemim in the Medrash, that the Chayim V'Kayomim Ad Achshav, the Teretz is, because that pasuk is Bnei Korach, and he didn't see the Bnei Korach, he saw the Beluyei Korach. The Beluyei Korach and the Bnei Korach were not the same. The emes is, this is really not our sugya, but the Gemara is over there in Perek Chelek, talk about how if you go through the psukim a little bit better as it relates to Korach, so there were the Bnei Korach, that were Loi Meisu, the Pasuk says, then there was the Beluyei Korach, Sha'al Zeh Anu Danim, and then there was Korach. In fact, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Korach Loi Mena Beluyen Hayu. He was not one of the Beluyen, and he was Medaikin from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Vatiftach Oret Tzespiyo, Vativla Oysam, Vezbateyem, Veiz Kol Adam Asher LeKorach. So the Kol Adam Asher LeKorach, yeah, was swallowed into the ground. But Korach himself, he died B'Mageifa, Rabbi Yochanan said. But he actually was not from the bloom. Again, so not an easy Gemara in Perek Chelet that goes through all the nuances. But just to mention one Mara Makam, and that is, so the Bnei Korach didn't die. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Bnei Korach Le'mesu. You see, even the Beluyei Korach didn't die. Korach for sure died, right? The Shlach Kodesh, this is in Parashas Korach, it's in the Haggah, says as follows. Just read a few lines from Dvarav HaKadoshim Shal HaShlach. Tzevach HaShoy V'timtza. The Shlach says that if you do the math, you're going to find that Korach plus Hevel is Begematria Moshe. So Moshe is Begematria 345. Korach plus Hevel is also Begematria 345. V'harem is Bozer. Ki la'asid yachsir Korach. V'yiloi. Oilam Abba. Because La Osnit Kerach is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Ubeperek chelik, Yalfi Lami Pasik. It says, Hashem Memesu Machaya, Meirit Sha'ol Vayal. Shehurot Sha'ola, he went to Sha'ol, Aval La Osid Yaal. And that's Hashem Meirit Sha'ol Vayal. Oid Yesh Simulu Dover. There's another simon. Tzadik Katoma Yifrach, is Soifei Tevais Kerach. Va'inin Ramus Bapasik, Hashem Memes Umechaya. Hin, Kerach Yod Chaim Sha'ol. Kairach went into the Sha'ol alive. That Shalukhair Mace, even though Lukhairi died, Abu Ba'emisane Mace, Rak Nishachai, Umekabul Yesurim, Vakadish Baruch Osas Laisla Tevasai, Kidesha Toyolai Hachuva. The reason that Kadish Baruch keeps Kairach alive is so he should be able to do Chuva. Bamesha Mizvade, Va'omer Moshe Emes, Vitairos Nay Emes, Ayan Bava Basudaf, Ayan Dalad on the base. Vilu Hoya Mace Mamish says the Shla Kadish had Kairach died. It's too late, right? That's a day late and a dollar short. Ki ein tshuva la'achar misa. Okay, in Hashem yisparach heimis u'mechaya oisai. Va'oz toyo la'tshuva u'mikoyach zeh. Av shehurat sh'oil yal v'yifrach katoma. And that's why one day tzadik katoma yifrach is going to be kerach. Again, Argamar doesn't say that. Argamar is talking about the Beluye Koirach, and the Beluye Koirach is not Koirach, because Koirach, the Gemara says, was Loimen HaBeluyen. But the bottom line is, as I stated in Shla HaKadosh, that Koirach himself, and this whole idea of Pi Dari, that Tzadik HaTom HaYifrach Lasulava is going to be Koirach, really, it's based on this Inyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept Koirach alive, right? Because that's the Kasha always. If Koirach really died as this terrible Russia. So how is it possible, Tzadik HaTom HaYifrach, that La'asud Lavoi, this is going to be a Kairach? Right, I'm sure we've all heard at some point, that La'asud Lavoi, Kairach. What do you mean? When did that happen? If B'chayev Chiyusay wasn't that, so what? La'acha Moisay, Kairach is going to do tshuva? That's the Shla. That's exactly what he's coming to address. Znok the Shla Kaddish. You know the answer to that Akasha is? The Gemara we just learned. Bava Basra Ayin Dalad Amar Aleph. The Pnimius of this Gemara is the teretz to how it's possible that Kairach is going to be a huge deal. Also, love it. Tzadik Katom of Yifrach is referring to the Tzadik Kairach in Hevel's Begmatria Moshe. That means on some level, he is going to be shackled to Moshe. Right? That's the oimik of what the Shla Kaddish is trying to say. How's it going to happen? It's because he's doing tshuva. Where is he doing tshuva? Moshe emes v'seiros emes, that is the tshuva of Kairach. V'hein badon, I was not telling the truth. That is his, but how do you do tshuva after you die? The teretz is, he went chayim sha'ila. He went alive. So, b'nei Kairach loy mesu, the beluye Kairach, chayim sha'ila loy mesu, and even Kairach himself, who's loy mena belu. About filu hachi, Kairach himself was loy mes. Fascinating inyonim related to Kairach, tucked away right here in our Gemara.